From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Testimony has resumed in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump, with former National Enquirer owner David Pecker taking the stand for a second day. Earlier, the judge held a contempt of court hearing on alleged gag order violations by Trump. Prosecutors asking the judge to fine Trump $10,000 for repeatedly making disparaging remarks about witnesses outside court. The judge did not rule yet, but ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer says the judge questioned defense attorney Todd Blanche's claims it's political speech.
The prosecution had a very long opportunity to lay out what they thought the violations were, and so did Mr. Blanche. But in his laying out of his arguments, the judge continually asked him, okay, show me the evidence. Show me why he's responding. Show me how this is going. And he could not give an answer or a response. And I think that's what the judge is getting at, like, you're losing credibility.
The Senate set to debate and vote on the House-passed foreign aid bills, including critical funding for Ukraine. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, he put his job on the line to get this done, defying the far-right wing of his party. But at least for now, his job is safe, and this legislation is expected to speed through the Senate. And this also includes a ban on TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell the app within a year.
Campus protests over the war in Gaza leading to arrests and pushback over anti-Semitic demonstrations. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is in New York.
Security heightened at Columbia University, where student demonstrators pitched tents at the center of campus. The encampments still in place this morning. Classes there going virtual Monday. University President Manoush Shafiq authorized the NYPD to make arrests last week.
In Russia, American Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich's appeal for pre-trial release was rejected by a Moscow court. He is accused of espionage and is being held until at least June 30th. His attorneys tell ABC News Gerskovich is in good spirits. You're listening to ABC News. Another close call on the runway, this time at New York's JFK Airport.
FAA investigators looking into an April 17th incident involving a Swiss Air flight headed to Zurich. The plane cleared for takeoff at JFK. The pilot then forced to abort after spotting four jets preparing to cross the same runway, putting them on a collision course. The FAA acknowledging its staffing shortages, vowing to do more to reduce air traffic controller fatigue.
ABC's Aika Jachi. Britain has passed controversial legislation designed to curb illegal migration via small inflatable boats crossing the English Channel.
After months of parliamentary squabbling and maneuvering, it's been passed. Legislation designed to deport failed asylum seekers to a third country, Rwanda. In the House of Lords, Andrew Sharp.
My lords, this is long overdue, but I would also like to put on record my thanks to the officials in the government of Rwanda for all their efforts in delivering this partnership. I beg to move.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledges the deportation flights will begin in July. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The federal government wants to stop two high-end handbag makers from merging. The parent companies of Coach and Michael Kors have an $8 billion deal in the works, but the Federal Trade Commission is suing to stop that deal, claiming a merger would hurt competition. The FTC says the proposed deal could reduce wages and benefits for about 33,000 people in both companies. I'm Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.